Chapter 5 Thomas spent much of the journey to Oxford staring out of the coach window, observing the countryside closely. It was a great relief to leave the steaming stew of London behind as it simmered in the almost intolerable heat, and yet his sense of unease did not leave him. He knew he should be feeling elated at the thought of seeing Lydia once more and spending a few days alone in her company, and yet there was a nagging fear at the back of his mind. The few unnatural incidents that he had experienced in London, coupled with the fact that the air pressure was set to rise even higher, had put him in an agitated humour. As they left the capital for the cleaner air of the country, the natural surroundings became of even more interest to him than usual. He looked heavenward. The cloudless blue over London, smudged by the smoke of countless furnaces and kilns in so many areas, gave way to a sky dotted with wispy high clouds. They signified calm weather. He found that reassuring. As the road skirted the Thames, he checked to see if the willows were whitening, heralding a forthcoming storm. They were not. Were the red kites flying lower than usual over the Chiltern Hills? He did not think so. Nature was speaking in its own language, but he could not be sure what it was trying to say. Many years ago, when he had spent time with the Delaware people near his Pennsylvania home, he had seen how they built sweat houses to purify themselves of their ills, steaming their bodies before cooling down in the creek or rolling in the winter snow. They made infusions of skunk cabbage root to treat whooping cough, or a tea of arnica for back pain. He respected their ways, how they tapped into nature's healing powers without harming their surroundings. Each rustle of a tree or call of a bird was regarded as a voice that imparted a wisdom or a truth. Yes, there was much that science.